Good morning. This morning we are going to look at a parable that is very interesting. This parable changed my thinking on a lot of things. It is the parable of the unforgiving servant. And we'll hear about how this parable affects us. And we'll hear about the great gift of forgiveness that is given to us through God's love for us. Through this love, I'd like to extend greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to all of you. The sermon text for this morning is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. As you are able, would you please stand for the reading of this text? Read as follows in the name of our Lord. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, but for as much as he had not to pay. His Lord commanded him to be sold, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him an 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus' disciple, Peter, comes to him with a question that I'm sure we have all asked many times. How many times do we have to forgive? How many times do we have to be the nice guy that lets people walk all over us? How many times do we have to love them, even though they keep hurting us? Isn't that a question we ask whenever we know of someone that is doing wrong over and over again? Peter is even wondering if it's enough to forgive them 7 times. How many of us can even forgive someone that many times? We usually can't even let our feelings be hurt more than once or twice. Even though Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount that as a Christian, if you are hit on the cheek, you are to offer the other cheek and let that one be hit also. Instead of getting angry or getting revenge or holding a grudge like so many of us do. And we aren't told to only forgive them 7 times. We are told to forgive 70 times 7. That's 490 times. Is there any way anyone here could give forgiveness that many times? Or would you even care to count if you had to give forgiveness that many times? Seems like that's a really unrealistic number. So when it comes right down to it, if we're willing to forgive that many times, we aren't going to keep track of how many times we have forgiven. So why is it that we are expected to be so forgiving? Is it because we have been given the great gift of forgiveness? That's got to be it. And Jesus gives us a parable, and he tells us all about it. Jesus tells us the story of a king that finds a servant that owes him 10,000 talents. And I don't know what this servant was into or what he did, but he racked up some serious debt. You take a look at this, we've got to try to figure out how much 10,000 talents is worth. Where I looked, it was told that a talent is worth 20 years' wages for a laborer. In amounts for today, that would be roughly $25,000 to $30,000. So if you take that and times it by 20, then times it by 10,000, you're looking at $5 to $6 billion. Now, is there any way that any one of us could pay off a debt like that? No. But we have all incurred a debt like that. We have all sinned, and that is our sin debt. The king is told by his servant that he doesn't have the money. And the king is furious, and he decides that he is going to sell the servant and his family and everything that he owns so that the payment can be made. So I'm sure the servant is doing exactly what we would do in this situation. He goes into a tantrum of worshiping and begging for more time to pay off his debt. For some reason, he's convinced that he is possible of paying off this debt. But because of his pity, the king wipes away that debt. He doesn't say anything about it. He just says, okay, you're loose. You're free. Now this poor servant goes out and doesn't do what we expect him to do. He has just been forgiven of a great debt by his king. He should be out worshiping and praising and telling everyone of the story of his great king that helped him. The servant just had his life handed back to him, and his family is safe. And this man goes out and finds his fellow servant who owes him 100 pence, which would be about $6,500. And the servant has no compassion on him at all. He demands that the man pay the debt to him. Doesn't care if he doesn't have the money, he's gonna get it. So he's gonna throw him into jail. Now, what kind of person is he? That he's just been forgiven this great debt. And then such a trivial thing compared to what he was forgiven. He can't forgive it. And he's going to hold it against that man. We all know who this person is, right? We look at this person every morning in the mirror. We are all the unforgiving servants. We have been given the great opportunity to be freed from our debts. Jesus wiped away the debts. Because of God's love for us, He sent His Son to die for us and wash away everything. And yet we look at our fellow servant or our brother or our friend or just some guy on the street, and we can't forgive them if they do something to us. We're putting God's love in a cage. Is there any way that we can do that? Or should do that? The great commandment is to love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And the second commandment is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor is everyone. So why do we still hold those grudges against our brothers? There's nothing that we can do, but if we don't let it go, it's going to be held against us. God loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for us. That king in the story didn't do anything. He just wiped away the debt. But in our story, God sent His Son to die for us. He killed His own Son that we may live. And yet, when we are going through our daily lives, we don't look at any of that. We put everything behind us from church, from Bible study. We just go through our lives and we look at that almighty dollar and we look at what's best for us. We need to remember that God's love for us is for everyone else too. And that as children of God, we are called to get the rest of the children into the house. We need to love them. And the best way to do that is to forgive them. Isn't that the greatest testimony that you've ever heard? Forgiveness of a sin that you thought you couldn't be forgiven for? When God's love was shown to you from another person? So we need to go out and we need to love them. We need to forgive them. It says in the end of this parable, as the king sends the unforgiving servant to the tormentors, so also will my heavenly Father do unto you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. It's a little bit scary, ain't it? God will send you to hell if you don't forgive your brother. We really need to think about this when we go through our lives. Everyone out there is a child of God. They just don't know it yet. God does, and we do. So we need to go out there and tell them. The easiest way is to love and forgive them. And no matter what, it's going to be hard, but God is there. God will help you do it. So I don't really care why you do it. If you do it because you think that if you don't do it, it is a sin. If you do it because you think it's the right thing to do. Or if you do it just because that is what you want to do as a Christian. Just do it. Give God's love to everyone. Give God's forgiveness to everyone. Amen.